Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, we should, Curtis, we should probably get to the former Patriot on former Patriot violence, which I believe was came in the form of a social media post from Matt Chatham in the direction of Wiggy.
And, no way, and, that's my guy, Chatham.
And maybe Shime. So we should get to that coming up in a little bit. But we have news left, and here is Courtney with the rest of it today.
Well, this is a nice, heartwarming story. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 100th birthday yesterday. His family brought him out to see a flyover in Plains, Georgia.
Okay, did you see this?
Yes.
Why are they doing this to him? I saw this yesterday.
Oh.
And if you take a look at the president,
mm-hmm.
I feel, and anybody would be this way at 100. That's not the best. We got to get a better angle. Mitch, if you can find, there's a different angle that shows Jimmy Carter, who is just, does not appear to be able to, and listen, I'm going to be 100 right. sooner than later.
I mean, unlike Jimmy Carter, you had ice cream on consecutive nights. Right. I mean, you're basically 100.
I just feel like when you see him sitting there, that he's not enjoying it. And I don't know why people are doing the 100th. Okay. See? Now yeah. You're watching on Twitch. The poor guy.
Oh, yeah. I think this is nice.
What do you mean it's nice?
Get him outside. Get him some sun.
No, like, they're doing it for themselves. They're not doing it for him.
He's in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Take him to Magic City. Put a smile on the guy's face. You think he wants to see Jets?
The poor man. He was the president of the United States. Look at that.
Oh. Yeah.
Look at him sitting there. The poor guy.
Yeah.
Like, do not do that to me when I'm 100.
No.
Please.
Old people like old men love boobs.
Yeah.
Take him someplace where he can smile. He doesn't want to see a flyover.
It's such an awful thing to do to an older person.
Oh, I think that.
What do you mean you think? What? Look at Courtney. Look at that.
I know.
Right
I'm
now.
Seeing it.
Does he look like he's enjoying himself?
I wish there wasn't video of it, but maybe.
You know what he needs in front of him, Greg? A baseball game.
Jimmy Cotton.
And also, I mean, I hate asking these questions, but I guess it's my job. What's the full military flyover cost for Jimmy Carter's?
Oh, come on. In this economy?
In this economy. What does that cost?
I bet that's expensive.
I mean,
could
we use that money to help the people in North Carolina? Am I an idiot?
I think we're taking something that is very sweet and nice, a bonding moment for maybe his great-great-grandkids to be able to experience with him.
A full military flyover for a man who is at the age where he can't even enjoy it?
Maybe one jet.
Okay. Like a biplane or something.
He wouldn't know the difference.
Maybe a hot air balloon.
You could have flown a drone over him or a paper airplane. He would have known the difference.
should have brought something that he could recognize, like the Wright brothers plane. Like, I mean, give me a break.
Save you a tree. You could have saved money. You could have had somebody run by with a kite. He'd have been like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
God.
I mean, the guy's 100. Look at him.
I mean, the poor guy. They're outside. There's all kinds of insects around. Could somebody at least shut his mouth?
Oh,
yeah,
jeez.
He's
all right.
An old one.
I feel awful for him.
Yes. 100, what an accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing accomplishment. Now, we are celebrating the 100th birthday of our friend, veteran Joe.
Yep.
Greatest Generation Joe. When we do our annual Veterans Day Lunch with a Hero event at the National Heritage Museum in Hudson and Stowe, Coming up on the Friday before, or I think this Friday is actually Veterans Day, November 11th. So
we should ask Joe what he wants.
Joe will tell you. Joe, we met Joe. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Last year. He was a hot ticket.
Unbelievable guy.
Hot ticket.
I cannot wait for that event and for all of you to come out and say happy birthday and thank you to Joe and all the veterans who will join us. All right, what's next?
Well, the Longshoremen Union strike continues today. I saw the folks bright and early this morning in Southie, standing right before the bridge to go over to Seaport. Yesterday, head of the Longshoremen Union, Harold Daggett, spoke.
Okay.
We can hear a little bit of what he had to say.
Do you worry that this strike...
They have the capital to settle this thing.
Are you worried that this strike is going to hurt the everyday American, the farmers that need to reach the export market? They're telling me that they're going
to
hurt through all
of this. Now you start to realize who the longshoremen are, right?
Nobody cares.
People never gave a shit about us until now, when they finally realized that the chain is being broke now. Cars won't come in. Food won't come in. Clothing won't come in. You know how many people depend on our jobs? Half the world. And it's time for them and time for Washington to put so much pressure on them to take care of us, because we took care of them and we're here 135 years and brought them where they are today, and they don't want to share.
Okay. Well, now you know who the longshoremen are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure do.
Are you going to stock up on things? I was thinking yesterday.
Oh, if we go down that road, I can't handle. If, like, the toilet paper goes out of stock.
It's going to.
Yeah.
I was thinking yesterday, you know, food comes to mind for me right away, Curtis.
I mean, shocking.
Do you think I should buy my Thanksgiving turkey now and freeze it? I mean, I feel like it's going to be an issue if we can't get anything.
Well,
it's true.
I would probably buy 6 bags of each Halloween candy that you want to have just in case it runs out.
It is going to be an issue.
Do they have trick-or-treating in Echelon?
Yeah. They do like a I don't know that
they allow children at Echelon?
There aren't a lot of there are some children at Echelon. Yes, there are. But they do like a little party like within the building, and they do like a pumpkin decorating contest and that. I don't really participate in the social group events at Echelon.
All I look forward to getting a house one day is being able to have trick-or-treaters.
Really?
Like, I used to love that
when
I lived with
my parents. Do kids even trick-or-treat anymore, though?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You got to be in good
neighborhood. My parents' neighborhood, when I was growing up, people used to, like, bus into our neighborhood for it.
Got to have a good neighborhood.
And my parents were, they had their anniversary. They were married on Halloween. Yeah. So they would go have dinner, and I would get to give out the candy. I loved it.
But you got to have a good... Lowell's probably a good neighborhood to do that day.
Yeah.
You know, where I live, I love to decorate for trick-or-treat and scare the kids and that kind of stuff. But my neighborhood, where I used to live, you couldn't do that because, you know, there weren't many kids coming through. Mm.
All right, let's go to Florida.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of...
Come to Miami!
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Skylar Simpson, I don't know if you guys are familiar with her work. She's an OnlyFans model, and she's being ripped for going out during Hurricane Helene to give a fake weather report in the middle of the storm in a bikini.
Curtis probably has a problem with this. Fake weather report, Curtis. Am I right?
I mean, I'm sorry. You don't want to use boobs to tell you what the barometric pressure is going to be.
Okay,
you get out there and you get a good understanding of the world.
I sort of saw it for a minute on Twitch.
Seemed like he was having an internet connection.
But
I'm sure he'll get it back up. She's basically mocking the storm. She has an umbrella. We have the audio of what it sounded like as well.
Okay, all right.
The storm obviously passed and went up to Tallahassee. Here out on Bayshore, perfect for strolling with your family and having a nice nighttime walk.
Huh. All right. Incredible grip she has on the microphone.
She does.
Holy
it looks
guacamole.
Like she is,
and on the umbrella, really.
Yeah, I mean,
multitasking.
I gotta tell you,
double fisted.
The issue is that she's not, obviously.
She's not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And if you listen to her, she's telling.
Is there a lot of serious content on OnlyFans? I don't know.
Why are people outraged by this? Just don't click on it.
Right.
It's like people going there for the plot. Like, what are we doing?
It would be like getting mad at SNL's Weekend Update for not taking the Israel situation seriously. It's satire.
She did at the end say, back to you, Chris. I didn't know if she was sending it back to Curtis, if she's a fan of his work.
Well, maybe she is.
Might be on OnlyFans.
If you really want. if you want it to be serious and you want to see, you know, beautiful women do the weather, just go to Telemundo. They have the most beautiful weather people out there. So, okay. And you don't have to feel like they're slighting you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg brought it up earlier, but Shime is a beer guy, and we have been doing a Would You Eat It with Wiggy. So let's do a Would You Drink It with Shime.
Okay.
State Fair in Texas selling mustard beer.
Huh.
It's 5.5%. They say it's great with a corn dog.
Is it the yellow mustard or the spicy brown?
Great question.
I prefer the yellow.
It is yellow.
Okay.
The beer has a yellow hue to it as well.
Okay.
We can hear from the owner of Fletcher's Corny Dogs, Amber Fletcher.
Okay. There's not a lot of changes that you can do with a corny dog. And so we had an idea. We had the thought of doing mustard beer. And I know a lot of people are going to think mustard beer, that sounds disgusting. But it's actually incredible. It's bold. It's tangy. If you like vinegar, if you like mustard, you're going to love this beer.
Huh. Would you, Shime? Would you drink it?
Yeah, I'd give it a shot. Okay. I don't know that I'd drink a full glass, but like if I got it on a flight, nice little half glass, I'd love to. I'd give it a shot, no problem.
Going to have to ask Rich if he would drink it. He's been obsessed with pumpkin beers.
Yeah, he's a big IPA guy.
Been all over the pumpkin beers, Rich Keefe, and I've been hearing him talk about that on the Midday Show.
And don't they have like a beer mustard? Like you could get a, to dip your pretzels
like
in.
Like a beer cheese?
Yeah, like a beer cheese. Mm. So it's kind of like similar.
Yeah.
Like there are some people
crossover.
Aren't there people who go, ooh, I would drink that barbecue sauce?
I've never
it's
heard
a little different.
Say that.
But
well,
yeah.
No, I mean, I've had barbecue sauce, and I feel like, there are people who go, oh, that barbecue sauce is so good, I would drink it.
Nobody ever says I would drink that mustard.
Well, if people really like mustard.
Do you guys think people actually like the flavor of beer?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I do.
I think it's like this, like coffee, I drink it. I don't like the flavor of it, but it serves a purpose.
I love the flavor of coffee.
Some people do.
I love to go to
like one of the only remaining huge craft beer guys. Like you love craft beer.
Yeah, I absolutely adore it. I haven't drank it all that much. I've been drinking actually a lot more coffee, but it's just I love going to different places because everybody does it differently. It is like there's so many different ways to do it. Like it's just so unique every time you get it.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
And also, you brought up the beer cheese. Have you ever had, don't sleep on a delicious beer cheese soup? Wisconsin beer cheese soup.
I don't know about that one, Greg.
That sounds like gas in a box.
What else is in it besides just cheese?
It's like, you've never had cheese soup?
Well, I mean, I've had a broccoli cheddar soup.
Cheese soup?
Why are you
cheese?
Just get fettuccine Alfredo. What's the difference?
So just get a block queso? Of cheese.
No,
what are we doing?
A queso?
It's not, I mean, I guess if you
Without
want to compare
the beef.
It to something.
Like, that's
could,
the thickness I'm asking.
It's like a bisque, but like a beer cheese.
Oh. Why do you feel the need to turn something good into a soup? What are we doing?
That is bubble guts waiting to happen. Like, oh,
that literally that smells
Pray
like
for
the,
Lindsay.
I can smell that gas from here.
Not everybody eats a piece of cheese and farts immediately.
There is no way anybody eats beer cheese soup and doesn't destroy their bathroom 2 hours later.
Okay, it's National Kale Day today. The same thing happens when people eat kale, all right?
No, kale actually kind of backs you up.
Relax, maybe I'll get a smoothie today.
Relax a little
bit. Maybe I wouldn't do the beer cheese, but French onion, the reason why that soup's so good is because of the cheese.
It's not supposed to be, but you're right.
That's what makes that soup.
Cheese.
So
yes.
If you told me you could make me a soup, sometimes I'll have French onion and I'm like, is there any way to give me more cheese?
Yeah, but if the soup only consists
say
of
yes,
cheese.
Yes, there is.
Well, no, but I'm saying if it's like Greg said, if it's like a queso, right? Mm-hmm. Haven't you had queso where you could just put the spoon in and eat it?
Look
at
the text messages. Cheese soup is amazing. See? There you go.
Greg believes the text line.
Beer cheese is heaven. Greg, beer cheese soup is delicious.
All right.
Text from Maine, from my adopted home continent of Maine. They love it up there. They love it all over America.
Yeah, of course you're talking about 17 people in Maine. What do you they all live? They all live in the wilderness. Of course they like soup. It's all they can make.
I just clicked on this Wisconsin beer cheese soup all recipe.
Yeah.
a pound of bacon,
okay.
4 cups of butter,
uh-huh.
cream. You might as well just shoot yourself in the head.
Oh, bacon comes in it?
Yeah.
Oh, you probably could talk me into this thing.
12 ounces
sure
of cheddar cheese, whole
I'm
milk,
sure
cream.
Could.
You could definitely talk.
It was originally served as a breakfast soup, sometimes poured over bread. Like, I could have it poured over bread, but...
That's the point of it.
Yeah,
that's
but...
That's the point of all soup, is dipping bread in it.
Well...
Soup is dumb.
That's why I don't like the translucent soups, like the chicken noodle or the or kale soup or any. I don't like those because they're not good for dipping.
If my soup doesn't have more cholesterol than a cheeseburger, it's not for me.
Look at that right there. Look at that on Twitch. Tell me that does not look like a meal in a bowl.
Oh, I would not drink that or have that before getting in the car. I would be needing to pull over in an hour.
I'm looking at it, Greg. There's a couple other ones on the internet that actually do look pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
And it'd be good to probably get some dipping in. But don't you dip your... Don't you love the au jus dip thing there? What's the au jus?
Yeah, I do like that.
So
yeah.
So that doesn't have the dipping consistency,
yeah,
but
not,
you can
it's not
dip
that
in
consistency.
That.
Consistency, yeah, I do like a good
And with French onions, a good dip
yeah,
soup,
I
too.
I do like a good French dip sandwich.
So...
But I Scheim is anti-soup, so I don't listen to him anyway.
All right, I'd give that a shot.
He's a soup. You have a hate for soup.
The only time soup is good is when you're cooking, like using it as a conduit to cook your meats, veggies, and
there you go.
Noodles in.
Okay,
like
that
with ramen.
That does not look bad.
Look
what
at it.
Mitch
he's
is
making
playing
it.
Right now.
Yeah, he's making that soup.
Nah.
How do
that
you
looks
not,
like fondue.
Is
Get
there anything
here.
Better than walking into a house that has homemade chicken soup cooking and the smell?
Mm. Yeah, literally everything.
What is wrong with you?
I mean,
it sounds
soup.
Awful.
Can we just all agree that it is soup season?
Yeah.
Like, this is when you get your soup.
We should have a soup off.
We should have
that
a soup
does
off.
Look good, Greg.
What's that right there?
That's your bear cheese
right?
soup
look
in a
that.
Bread bowl.
In a bread
that
bowl.
Looks
look
really
that.
Good.
Make chili.
Okay, that looks kind of good.
Greg,
you.
Yeah, that looks good, brother.
Don't doubt me.
I still think you'll have a big tummy ache after,
that's
but...
That's all right.
Yeah, but that's what bathrooms are for.
Yeah, that's
Get some
what,
potpourri.
That does look good. Mm-hmm. All right.
Looks so good.
Like, I wouldn't be able to enjoy this out...
With the bacon?
No,
oof.
No way.
Yeah. Wow, that does look very
yeah.
good.
That looks really good.
Jimmy Carter saw that and his mouth was watering.
We're not nice.
My face, Greg. Don't make me laugh.
That is not nice.
Greg, my face. You know I can't laugh. Stop.
All right, we've got to
stop.
You want me to stop? Some people want me to stop. Is this disrespectful?
No, that was funny.
To the former
that was
president.
Funny.
A plus.
Okay. That was funny.
All right,
A
let's
plus.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Bruins took down the Flyers in preseason yesterday. 4-1 was the final. Brandon Bussey was in goal. He had 13 saves in the win. And speaking of the Bruins, Nesson host Sofia Yurkstevich took to social media yesterday to announce she will be taking some time away from the team for personal reasons. This comes after she did announce that she signed a contract extension with Nesson during the offseason.
All right, we wish her the best.
Yes.
And yesterday, the phone rang at Nesson, and when they answered it, this is what they heard.
Dale here.
Yep. Happy to fill in.
You know he will.
Happy to fill in until Sophia is back.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Celtics touched down in Abu Dhabi last night to kick off their preseason play against the Nuggets. That'll happen on Friday. And in football, Rashee Rice may be sidelined for the remainder of the year after being carted off the field early in the Chiefs' Sunday matchup with the Chargers. It seems like he suffered a torn ACL. More tests are required to determine the extent and how long he will actually miss.
If I'm KC, I offer Vegas a first round pick.
Yeah, because
yep.
Yeah.
Imagine
that's basically a second round pick because they'll be picking at 30.
All right, so right. I'd offer them 2 first round picks. Imagine.
No, you're right. I was saying.
Good point. No. Imagine.
But I think Curtis is spot on. I think that'd be the last team that they would do a deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know though if they're offering you that much. Imagine Patrick Mahomes and Davante Adams. And don't you think now with Rashee Rice going down, don't you think Mahomes is like, okay, I need a legitimate number one. Travis Kelce's clearly washed because of Taylor Swift. Who are you relying on?
Yeah.
So don't you think Buffalo would be even bigger?
Buffalo's a good one, too. Yeah, but I would think if Davante Adams had a pick between Mahomes and Josh Allen, he'd probably go with Mahomes.
Well, Wiggy brings this up because Devontae Adams may be on the move. The Raiders have informed other NFL teams they would consider trading Adams for a package that would include a second-round draft pick and additional compensation. Adams missed his first game as a member of the Raiders on Sunday with a hamstring injury suffered in practice on Thursday. And this comes after Raiders coach Antonio Pierce verified Instagram account liked a post from Sports Illustrated wondering whether Adams had played his final game in Vegas. Of course, that like has been removed.
Also, got to believe the head coach of the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, would be interested in,
hell
Devontae,
yeah,
in Devontae Adams.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers said he and his relationship with Salah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, okay.
Salah. It was hard to say.
Well, it is National Kale Day, so maybe later on today you can have a salad.
Oh, snap.
You know when you're not saying thing like saying something with like coach Salah before or something, so then you screw up your pronunciation?
I know it is. Some people probably call him Salah.
No, but like because I didn't say like Coach Salah,
yeah,
I went with Salah.
If you would have said Coach Salah, people would have been like, all right, I get it. That's the guy from the Jets.
Yeah.
All
right. You've got
that's what people. That's why people go up to him and they go, hey, what's going on, Coach Salah?
You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I will say this, guys. If the show had Coach Salah on every Monday, I hope you ask him tougher questions than you ask Mayo, because you guys ask no hard questions. Talk about cream puffs. 57 degrees in Boston, afternoon high in the mid-60s.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football at 6:45. Maybe he's somewhat reluctant to talk about the current state of the New England Patriots, and I understand that, but maybe some thoughts on Bill.
Maybe he signed an NDA and he can't.
Maybe some thoughts from Bill on what he would do when it comes to looking at this offense and trying to find ways for it to get better.
Well, we know he'd play the quarterback.
What's that?
We know he'd play the number three overall quarterback because that's what he told us.
He didn't really, though. I mean, he was in the middle on that, I think. One guy who does not agree with you, Wiggy, when it comes to playing Drake May now, this weekend, is Matt Chatham. And I thought I would share his social media post. I don't know if it's directly at you, but it sounded like it to me because you were on this radio station Monday morning suggesting that you got it. Now is the time. No more Jacoby Brissett, and you got to go with Drake May.
Right.
And so Matt Chatham on social media said the following: knowing that the Patriots just lost two more offensive linemen in yesterday's game, and then waking up today and saying, hey, you know what? Now's a great time to just throw Drake May out there, reads like Homer Simpson problem solving at the nuclear plant. Shots fired. Boop, boop.
God, does Chatham suck?
Did Homer Simpson, did he help with the nuclear plant? I missed that episode.
Wasn't Chatham a special teamer? What is he doing?
Chatham's my guy. But he's like,
and a lot of people feel the same as Matt Chatham.
Yeah,
but it just doesn't make sense to me because all we heard from Jerod Mayo, who I really, really like and respect, was that he has to focus not only about the present, but about the future.
Well,
and if you want to focus on the future, you got to make sure that you have a guy in Drake May to begin with,
right,
that he is your future, and two, that he's learning with the guys that you hope to keep around him. But I don't want this to be a revolving door every year of these, is this going to work out? Is this not going to work out?
I think when Jerod Mayo says he's thinking about the future, he's thinking about keeping Drake May healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's acknowledging
they're
that
football players. Guys get hurt.
Right.
It happens.
And this was my lead this morning about Will Levis. And, like, you go back to his rookie season, he He started in 9 games. He took over for Ryan Tannehill, who's not a career backup.
Okay, Ryan played behind Ryan Tannehill for a considerable amount of time.
For like 8 weeks, yeah.
Okay.
He also wasn't a first-round pick.
The argument might be that it's very similar.
But who would you rather have, Ryan Tannehill or Jacoby Brissett?
Honestly, I'd rather have Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
Who's available, by the way.
Yes.
Shime's right. And Courtney was kind of spot on with it. Will Levis was a second-round pick, and Drake May is the third overall pick. I would ask all these
people. Hold on. Can I just finish? Because they decided to go with him. He gets hurt now. Mm-hmm. And he has Mason Rudolph, who seems like he can take care of business and help the Titans maybe get a few wins under his belt because he has more experience than Will Levis. And he has a coach that's saying, no, Will Levis is our future. We're going to go with him if he's healthy.
Because we want to know what he can be.
Well, I would ask all those people out there who don't want to see Drake May because they're afraid something's going to happen, then they disagree with Gerard Mayo and Gerard Mayo making him the backup. Because I asked Gerard Mayo this on Monday. I worded it a little bit differently, so I didn't really jump down his throat. I know I'm still got to work on my puff questions. I asked Mayo, hypothetically, if something was to happen with Jacoby Brissett, do you have confidence in Drake May? And he said, that's why he's the backup.
Yeah.
So I would ask all these people, what happened? What do you, your recommendation then, if Brissett gets hurt, you would say, don't put Brissett in the game.
Well, listen, I didn't play the game. You did.
Yes.
Matt Chatham did.
Yeah.
Rob Ninkovich did.
They did.
So,
I mean, we have as much experience on the offensive side of the NFL as Matt Chatham does.
Nailed it.
Are you able to
And I'm get an offensive guy.
Are you able to see enough about what Drake May could be when he's a guy who's getting 30% of the reps in practice?
No.
You
know when I get to see what Drake May could be is when he actually starts playing in games. Stop playing in games when the situation's not controlled and practice everything's controlled.
So how he is in practice is irrelevant.
Yeah, because the practices are not controlled. I mean, the practices are controlled. Real games are not controlled. I would put him in, and I said this. The reason why, here's my pros to why I play Drake May this year for all these people who say don't play him. And I'm going to listen. I wasn't a quarterback in the league. Matty Ice was. Matt Ryan. And the reason I would play him is because he gets all the experience. And then you know what it does for me next year? Excuse me. From the front office standpoint, it allows me to look and go, what do I need to put around him for year number two? Do I need a veteran
offensive? Isn't that clear? You need an offensive lineman.
Right, but
two.
Do I need a veteran or do I get a draft one? Maybe I could say, okay, I can get a veteran offensive lineman and draft a high wide receiver. Or maybe I could go veteran offensive lineman and draft a pass rusher.
And you're not going to know that until you see what he actually is in game.
You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're either building something or you're taking it down. And the Patriots, by not placing the next quarterback in actual game action, are punting the future. They're waiting to see what they have because they're afraid of what they will see with what they've built around him. When the whole purpose of taking a quarterback in the top five is that you believe they will elevate a roster that was bad enough to be drafting in the top five in the first place.
Text from Rhode Island, where we will be Friday for a Flex Friday roadshow at the Audrain Automobile Museum in Newport. For you, Curtis, and for you, Wiggy, which says Tom Brady, the GOAT, said sit him.
He did not.
What the WTF more do you need?
He did not. He said, when asked about this, that they have dumbed down the offenses so as to get these guys to play sooner. And he prefers the time where they actually learned the offense and had practice and were able to get experience. But he said the NFL has changed.
But isn't that what they're doing theoretically with Drake May? Is giving him that time to learn the Alex Van Pelt offense?
What is it? Step back and throw the ball?
Doesn't look very complicated.
Right,
it's actually step back, ignore a couple wide open receivers, and then take a sack.
Right.
And but to Brady's
maybe one strip sack.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yes, okay.
But to Brady's,
and fall on your own fumble.
To Brady's point, if they dumbed it down, then they made it easier for guys to play right away. Because if the offense is dumbed down, then guess what? It's easier for you to play right away.
Yeah, this is Nate. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I don't want you guys to see disappointed. I think when Mayo says the plan, I really think that the plan is to sit this guy the whole season. Oh. I mean, listen, you got. I know it's shocking,
the
but...
you're not going to see, other than what you saw in the Jets game and a similar four-minute experiment, you're not going to. You don't think you're going to see Drake May this entire season? You're not going to see him start a football game?
Yes, I agree, Greg. I think, honestly, I put my money that you're going to see Joe Milton first before you actually see Drake May.
Oh, my
God. And give the backup more credit. I know.
There's a better shot of me replacing Joe Castiglione.
Well, because Joe Milton would have gone in instead of Drake May in the Jets game.
He also would be named the backup if you're going to see Joe Milton before Drake May.
So you're not going to see Joe Milton.
You're never going to see Joe Milton.
Brissett gets hurt, Drake May's playing.
So this is, like I said, well, this is going to be the last stint for Jacoby, and I think he's going to go off to the sunset. And honestly, like I said, I think they're going off the numbers based upon throwing a guy in with this, with what you have for a team like this. The percentage is going to show you that they're going to, that person's going to fail, and they're not going to make it on the first team. That's what it's showing. So I think they're really going to take their time with, especially Elliott Wolf, and they don't want to go down the Mac Jones route, and then he gets burnt out, and he goes on to another team.
Wow.
Here's why you play Drake May. Because if Drake May goes out there, and Courtney brought this up, and she asked Mayo this, and she was spot on. If he goes out there and he looks good with Jalen Polk, for example, now when the draft comes along, and let's say you have another top three pick, you then can go, oh, we don't need a wide receiver.
We're going O-line.
Let's go to O-line.
Yeah.
Right? Or so then, or if you go out there and you go, oh, Drake May looks good, but he still needs a legit number one, then you go, we'll take a wide receiver and we'll get a free agent offensive lineman.
Right.
Because you'll be able to see all those things based on how he performs during this season when he plays. When you're sitting him on the bench, now what are you doing going into next season? Are you saying we take a tackle at number two or three or one or wherever you end up?
Or, I mean, I think there's a danger that this is, for the Patriots, a winnable football game because the Dolphins are in disarray.
Absolutely winnable. Yeah, like one of the worst teams in football.
All that does is delay the arrival of Drake May.
Or put him in a situation where he could succeed.
What a boost of confidence that would be if a rookie quarterback got a win.
That would be what I would like them to do. What I'm saying is that they win this football game, then they're going to look at Jacoby Brissett and be like, all right, we can win football games with him as our quarterback, and it's going to just delay. You took him with the third pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
He should be playing football.
Right.
He should be starting for your football team, and you're 1-3.
Right.
Why would a fan of this team want to keep watching what we've seen the first 4 weeks?
There's not a lot of unless you're a real fan. Like, I watch every week.
No, I think being a real fan is telling them they suck and turning them off when they're awful.
Well, yeah. Why aren't all the analysts, the experts, the Boomers, the Ninkos, the Chathams, all these other guys, where were they? Why weren't they standing on their soapbox saying, don't play Caleb Williams, don't play Jaden Daniels, don't play Drake May.
I think they're going to
argue. Play J.J. McCarthy. Play Bo Nix.
I think their argument is going to be that this offensive line is so bad.
Yeah, but those offensive lines weren't good.
You got
the Bears' offensive line sucks.
You got David Andrews considering it seems like surgery.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm saying season.
Finished.
Right.
Like, that's the one hope that you had on that line, done, finished. For the season.
But, Greg, I'm saying going into the season, you had a better offensive PFF rating offensive line going into the season than Washington. The Bears' offensive line wasn't that great. Denver's offensive line wasn't that great. Minnesota, where were these guys saying, don't put these guys in?
Yeah,
let them sit a year.
Hello, Joe?
Good morning.
Hey.
I just want to agree with the last caller. I don't think we're going to see Drake May. And the reason being is, I think Mayo is trying to establish his own identity, and they keep thinking about what Belichick did to Mac Jones. So it's a tricky situation.
Joe, I appreciate that. I mean, if that's what he's doing, That's a mistake. Like, you got, like, you don't make your decisions in business or in life based on what somebody else did or didn't do. That's ridiculous. All right. Well, will we see him at all on Sunday? You could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. For those inquiring on the Subaru of New England text line or even in the Twitch chat or the YouTube chat, you do not need a ticket for Friday's roadshow in Newport at the Audrain Automobile Museum. It is, my favorite word, free. So we will see you Friday morning, 6 a.m., and you will see over 500 of the world's most exquisite and rare automobiles as a part of the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week, which I have never been to, and I can't wait. Somebody was texting in earlier, Wiggy. They are bringing a 1907 Renault automobile, which they would like you to experience on Friday morning. So,
all right. That's like the Model T. I would love to experience one of those early.
You want to get in the Model T, and you got to crank that thing up, you know. That's how you start it. You got to go to the front and crank it. Mm-hmm. And then you could have the rumble seat in the back.
What does crank it mean?
Crank it?
Yeah.
It means when you started it, the way you started. Look at the shock on
like
her.
Like how the windows used to go up and down?
On her poor little millennial face. Yeah, there was a crank in the front of the automobile. That's how you'd start it, is you'd go out there and turn that crank. So
kind of how they used to start dirt bikes, but they were at the front.
Those who don't like physical labor, like Curtis, would be out of luck when it came. Well, they would have the help start the vehicle up.
But, yeah, we got a car starter.
You're going to see a lot of really, really cool old and new vehicles on Friday during the road show in Newport. This is Mike on the Cape. Also, quick heads up for the Cape Codders who listen to the show and have been so loyal since we started. There is an unbelievable event coming up on Saturday, October 19th, which is called Oyster Fest. And it is happening at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, which is an awesome place on the water. And they have decided this year to give all the proceeds to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Awesome.
So I will be there on Saturday. Weather great, indoors and outdoors. There are still, they put tickets on sale yesterday. I got a link in my bio. And they are almost sold out in 24 hours. So, but if you go to my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI, and you're on the Cape, I would love to spend a Saturday with you at the Lobster Trap, and you and me and my guy Dave down there can hang out and have some fun. All right, Mike, what's up?
Willie.
Yo.
You're 100% right. I got one guy, Troy Aikman. How did he do his first year?
They stunk.
Right.
Right.
How is he now? Hall of Famer.
Yep, damn good. Same with Peyton Manning. Same with Bledsoe.
Yeah, I'm with Wiggy, you're 100% right. Stop babying these guys. Let them play.
Yeah.
Well, we have some news about the Patriots that just came down from Mark Daniels. And make sure this is not a Bissonette tweet about a coffee shop.
Yeah.
According to Mark Daniels, David Andrews will need surgery for his shoulder, per source. If he does indeed have surgery, his season will be over.
Yeah. And I don't know, will he? I hope he will keep playing, but I don't know if he will. I mean, he thought about calling it a career after last season.
Basically, Andrews just followed up. The decision comes down to when to have the surgery. If he plays and it gets worse, he could miss all of next year as well. That seems like an easy decision. Yeah. Not easy, but I would be out for the rest of this year.
Yeah.
And it's simple. Teams like us that are bad, coming off a bad season, that draft a quarterback high and don't go out and get an established veteran, or have an established veteran in front of them. Listen up, people. I want everybody to listen. I want Nink, turn your radio up a little bit. Same with you, Matt. Boomer, I know you're in New York, but you can come back to the Odyssey app and listen to this.
Boomer.
They play their third overall quarterback, regardless how good the line is, regardless of the talent they have around them, because that's why they drafted said player in the top three. Top five. No player has sat who has been drafted in the top five as a rookie on a bad team. You look at, we talked to Matt Matty Ice, Matt Ryan.
You bring that up every time.
Because he's the perfect example. Went to an ACC school, was the third overall pick, was coming into a team with a new coach, with that coming a team that was coming off a bad season prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And look, when Matt Ryan was on, he talked about how much it helped him to play. Is there going to be growing pains? Yes. Nobody expects Drake May to come out there and save the world. We don't expect Drake May to come out there and you be a playoff team. What we do expect is for Drake May to go out there and learn, take his lumps, to do all the things that he needs to do so mm-hmm. when he gets into a second year, he can remember all the things that he did bad his first year and he has to work on. And it allows Elliot Wolf to say, how do we want to build the team around him via draft and free agency?
And Greg, it is without precedent. There has never been a top five pick as a quarterback taken and then sat behind a quarterback of the stature of Jacoby Brissett.
There have been some who have sat all year.
Not behind a quarterback as bad as Jacoby Brissett.
Who sat all year?
Jordan Love.
Behind a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He's also drafted like 26th.
Yeah.
Every example that you're going to cite, Mahomes was on a playoff team, sat behind a Pro right. Bowler in Alex Smith. Tom Brady, even though he wasn't a first-round pick, sat behind a Pro Bowler in Drew Bledsoe. All of the great quarterbacks taken in the top five either sat behind a historically great or Hall of Famer.
Does the Andrews situation, the Sitch, change your mind?
Like no.
Butter Guy, one of our BFFs who's mm-hmm. in the Twitch chat every day watching the show on Twitch, says now that David Andrews is out for the season, Drake May should not play at all.
No, that doesn't affect me in any way. I still play him. Now the offensive coordinator just says, hey, we got to do more things where Drake May uses his legs, get him mm-hmm. out of the pocket, bootlegs, those type of thing. We add the RPO in there,
okay.
And now this opens up our run game a little bit more because now they have to worry about a quarterback who can run a little bit.
Well, and odds are that Drake May will never actually play with David Andrews because he's probably not going to be on the team next year.
Right.
So it's not. Might as well learn with whoever leg it is, the guy that's playing now.
What a sad way for David Andrews to go out if this is the end. I like know, he deserves really so much more.
He might as well play this year.
That's what I was thinking.
Because if you,
would you, though?
Well, if you're telling me, because you're telling me if you need surgery, Curtis, what did you say? If he needs surgery, most likely he's going to be out next year?
So he needs to have a procedure.
Okay.
If he has it now, he's back at the start of next year. If he plays this year, there's a chance he could do further damage, which would take next year off the table
okay.
entirely.
Okay, and if this is his, I guess the question would become, if he was already thinking about retiring, and this is his last year, is he coming back next year? So is he telling himself, all right, I want to play more? And if so, then I could say, okay, get the surgery and come back next year.
All right, we got to take a break. I brought up watching the show on Twitch or YouTube. Also want to bring up streaming it. You can stream it every day at WEEI because we don't have the greatest radio signal, Curtis. We forge on. Doesn't matter. We try to deliver results. We're not a poor carpenter who blames the tools. But if you cannot listen for some reason on the radio, you can stream us at weei.com every day. You can also download the Odyssey app and listen to us from anywhere. And you can politely ask your smart device to play 93.7 WEEI.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.